Jerry Bader Show, 10:52. Jason and I need to try to get the after show video done as soon as possible because I have a really good topic. And it's one that I wanted to take up on the show today. Even though I'm going to do the after show video on it today, I'm going to take it up as a topic tomorrow. It deals with a high school football player, instead of playing for the Badgers, is going to jail. And it's a very interesting story that hasn't gotten a lot of mainstream media attention. And there's an issue with it. We'll get to that in the after show video at jerrybadershow.com. And I'm going to take that up as a topic tomorrow. I want to take the time that I have left to talk about the way the media continues to overreact, I believe quite intentionally, to the latest John Doe document dump. This is the latest story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. A newly released document alleges Governor Scott Walker's campaign illegally coordinated with two national groups on political advertising in a way that went further than what had been previously known. The court filing by prosecutors alleges that the governor's campaign crossed a bright legal line by coordinating with independent conservative groups that expressly called for the election of specific candidates in the recall elections for governor and state senate in 2011 and 12. If proved, prosecutors' claims would undercut the argument by conservatives that Walker and his allies did nothing wrong because they coordinated not on the so-called express advocacy ads, but only on ads dealing with issues in the race. Walker has stressed that two judges have ruled against prosecutors, that he's done nothing wrong, and he's not a target of the probe. And then they go on, they really believe there's a there, even though these documents are history. And if he would have been charged by now. The Wall Street Journal posted an editorial yesterday afternoon that addresses this. It's outstanding. I want to share it. Hyperventilating in Wisconsin. Documents expose the false legal theory used against Scott Walker. President Obama headlines a $25,000 a head Seattle fundraiser in July, hosted by former Costco CEO Jim Sinegal for the liberal Senate Majority Super PAC. Perhaps you didn't notice the lack of media outrage. That's the context in which to understand the breathless reporting about court documents showing that Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker encouraged donations to the Wisconsin Club for Growth. The horror. On Friday, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals responded to a media request and released documents that had been sealed as part of a John Doe probe into Mr. Walker's fundraising. The court's clerk also bungled and released, for a brief period, some documents that weren't supposed to be unsealed, including donor names and references to bank records. Unless you're a political Bambi, the only news in the documents is further evidence that the prosecutors are operating on an unconstitutional interpretation of campaign finance law. Their view is that it is illegal coordination for Mr. Walker to raise money for ally groups like the Wisconsin Club for Growth. But if that's true, every politician in the country had better lawyer up. Raising money for a PAC or a party committee or a 501c4 is legal and common for politicians. In addition to a soiree at Mr. Sinegal's, President Obama this year has made his cabinet members available for fundraisers for Priorities USA, a super PAC fund founded by two former White House aides to elect Democrats. In 2011, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid wrote to donors that I'm writing to introduce you to a group solely devoted to leveling the playing field and protecting the Democratic majority in the Senate. Majority PAC. Should he be prosecuted? Super PACs and 501c4s are barred from turning over the money they raise to candidates. But not even prosecutors are claiming that happened with the Wisconsin Club for Growth. The club didn't even advertise on behalf of Mr. Walker, devoting its spending to issue ads more relevant to defending GOP state senators who were targeted for defeat in recall elections. The documents have already been examined by two judges who have ruled against prosecutors Fran Schmitz and John Chisholm. John Doe Judge Gregory Peterson quashed their subpoenas in January, and federal Judge Rudolph Randa has issued a preliminary injunction stopping the investigation. Prosecutors are appealing, but it would be nice if the media didn't bury their legal defeats. Democrats and their media allies are also making much of an April 2011 email written by fundraising consultant Kate Doner, noting that Mr. Walker was encouraging all to invest in the Wisconsin Club for Growth. The Club for Growth, she added, can accept corporate and personal donations without limitations and no donor disclosure. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel describes Ms. Doner as a Walker campaign consultant, implying nefarious illegal coordination. But at the time she wrote the email, she was working for the Wisconsin Club for Growth and had a legal right to seek donations. She wasn't hired by friends of Scott Walker till November 2011. The press corps is also hyperventilating over names released as potential fundraising targets, such as the Koch brothers, casino magnate Sheldon Adelson, and Donald Trump. There's another shocker. Political groups seeking money from rich people who might agree with them. Hide the children! The real outrage here concerns the damage to the privacy of potential donors who, under federal rules for 501c groups, can keep their names private. Liberals want to require such disclosure so they can embarrass or intimidate donors from exercising their First Amendment rights. The blundering clerk who released the names has thus done Democrats a favor as they attempt to defeat Mr. Walker in November. These names and email snippets out of context will no doubt appear in TV attack ads from here to November, all of which underscores the abuse of power that has marked this campaign finance probe from the start. Today's Wall Street Journal, brilliantly done. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.